You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Storm-weary Louisiana coastal residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami have forecast Sally to strengthen into a hurricane before striking the northern Gulf Coast and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has urged people to prepare for the storm immediately as it is expected to be slow-moving and bring a lot of rainfall.
There's going to be a period of time where the storm center is expected to take about 12 hours to move from Kenner to Hammond. I want y'all to think about that. Think about how much rain will fall during that time period. So every update that the Weather Service gives over the next 24 hours is going to be very important. We ask people to pay attention to the weather, pay attention to local news broadcasts, pay attention to your local elected officials, and heed warnings.
Over the weekend, Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency in advance of Tropical Storm Sally and has contacted the White House, alerting President Trump as to the storm's status. Tropical Storm Sally is expected to strengthen into a Category 2 hurricane and proceed at a land speed of 3 to 5 miles per hour. There is a strong chance for power outages similar to what occurred after Hurricane Laura struck in late August.
I can tell you that between the co-ops and Entergy, CLECO, there are already 2,500 line workers and contractors ready to go and staging across southeast Louisiana. They will be calling in 2,000 to 3,000 more very shortly thereafter, if necessary.
As for north and northwestern Louisiana, unless the storm changes direction, the National Weather Service forecasts no significant impact to the Ark-La-Tecs, although primary hazards could be heavy rainfall and lightning, which could occur Wednesday through Friday. All residents in the expected storm area are urged to get prepared for severe weather and check the website getagameplan.org for more information. For storm updates, you can text 67283. Again, text 67283 for storm update information. After years of public discussion, special committee meetings, legal challenges, and various protests, the Confederate monument at the Caddo Parish Courthouse grounds in downtown Shreveport will be moved to a site in DeSoto Parish near the Mansfield State Historic Site, where the Battle of Mansfield was fought during the American Civil War. According to the Shreveport Times, the announcement was made by the Shreveport chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, who had been seeking a secure location for the monument. A portion of their statement reads, quote, "We are saddened that our monument will be moved from the parish courthouse, but it will be going to a place of honor and alongside graves of Confederate heroes to fulfill its purpose as a tombstone for soldiers from Caddo Parish who died on distant battlefields," end quote. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the UDC's petition to prevent the monument removal, citing earlier court rulings. This is Red River Radio.